This is Sophie and Alessia with your 9 a.m. Zedlines. In local news, Sunshine Coast Council has been forced to improve their efforts to protect its staff after a rise in abuse from the public. 73 incidents of violence and aggressive behaviour towards Sunshine Coast Council staff has been reported since January this year. This is more than what was reported for all of 2024 and 2023, with more physical assaults reported than ever before. Sunshine Coast Council CEO John Baker stated that it was having a profound impact on staff's ability to do their jobs. The council has since implemented higher protection measures with the introduction of security guards, body cameras, and de-escalation training for staff.
Brisbane Mayor Adrian Schrinner announced that he is retiring the Lord Mayoral robes. In a social media post made on Monday, Schrinner explained the high-heat retaining blend of polyester and viscose that the robes are made from makes them extremely uncomfortable to wear in Brisbane's climate. The robes will be in the Museum of Brisbane for the public to view and are expected to be unveiled later this year.
In national news, the New South Wales Supreme Court has accused the University of Newcastle and Western Sydney University of misleading and deceptive conduct for failing to accredit degrees. Graduates who have assumed approximately $50,000 worth of HECS debt have discovered their studies are not professionally recognised. The University of Newcastle's Bachelor of Medical Engineering Honours 2018 and 2019 and Western Sydney University's Master of Advanced Imaging courses have been affected. During December 2020, the University of Newcastle emailed students saying, quote, an error was made in the information posted on the website about professional recognition, end quote. The university denies claims to misleading conduct, saying material on the website was worded, quote, seeking, end quote, accreditation, and denies contract with negligence. Graduate Mr. Antwi has described the news as life-shattering after a recruiter flagged his master's as not accredited with AFRA.
A 2-metre saltwater crocodile was found in the Adelaide River with its mouth bound shut by zip ties. A local tour guide safely removed the restraints after contacting NT Parks and Wildlife, which has launched an investigation. Wildlife voices out there growing concern for reckless wildlife interactions, urging for tougher penalties for offenders. It is concerned that social media influencer stunts done recently are encouraging dangerous and disrespectful behaviour towards native animals. There are also calls for stronger education and better resourcing to help protect wildlife in the Northern Territory.
In international news, at least 63 people have been killed after a school in Indonesia collapsed last week. The multi-story building at the Java Island Islamic boarding school collapsed during afternoon prayer that 150 children attended. According to the deputy head of the National Disaster Agency, the collapse is Indonesia's deadliest disaster so far this year. Initial investigations into the disaster has indicated that substandard construction may be the cause. It has sparked concerns for construction standards and building safety in Indonesia, and several children continue to be unaccounted for.
For your weather today, Brisbane is sunny and there's a chance of smoky haze in the west from late this morning. It's currently 22 degrees with an expected maximum of 30. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is predicted to reach 8, which is in the very high band. That's all your news for 9 a.m. We'll be back at 10 a.m. with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook or head to 4ZZZ.org.au.
At 4ZZZ, we acknowledge the traditional owners of the land on which we broadcast.